Very happy man.
Oh, unbelievable. A brilliant day for his cock, a brilliant day for McKilly. Great for our families and our friends, and the support that we had today was phenomenal. What a belter of a game. You know, I said it in previous interviews there a while ago. Cock hurling was crying out for something like that, where players could play and they exposed their skills. And, you know, there's knocks and hits in hurling, we all know it. And we have to be expecting it. And we got it today. We got it, you know, we got fire and everything that the Glen had. They threw the lot at us. I think, you know, in fairness, you could go cribbing about Nathan Ball. I wouldn't drop my move because there was knocks here and there. But that's hurling. Leave the game flow. And I thought he did a great job that way. I suppose, you know, the Glen didn't, the passion that they came with. I've never seen it in any one of the club sides that we've played in the 5 years I've been involved. And to bring it in county final there, you know, they were well aware that we are very talented coming in. And they attacked us from the front foot. And I suppose all good for us then, you know, like Paddy's ball to show me in the first half. Told, like, you know, there were killer passes and we just got the goals again, you know, and goals win games.
Yeah. The Glen started brightly, but did you ever feel under pressure? Like, I know it was only the start of the game.
You have to leave a team settled. Like, if you panic after 5 minutes, you're never going to win anything. You know, this game now is 65 minutes long, and just everything is a chapter. You know, you get over the first quarter and get to half time, and you have a chat at half time, and you come back out and you assess your team and the way you're going, and that's where your statsmen come into play. You know, Eugene and Jack, they were brilliant for me, you know, the last 3 years. And of course, like, you know, they were at the point of our weaknesses there at half time, which is very important to me.
Yeah. Listen, you've been with this squad for quite a while, a couple of years ago when maybe nobody wanted it the first go, but after doing the 3 in a row, that's obviously very special for him.
Of course it is. It's very special. It's very special for my house at home. Yeah. The wife and kids, you know, Sinead and Bridget and Tomás, you know, they're the backbone of what I do and will be going forward as well. To be able to get out to get a team like this, it takes time. It takes up a lot of your time, and it's the same for the players and the other selectors and the rest of the management team. You know, there's thumbs up every Monday night when we went to be out, and the last couple of weeks in particular, you know, this was always going to be a real battle because, as everybody knows, the Glen had the previous two counties won before ourselves, and, you know, they weren't going to lay down today, and they didn't either. That's a great testament to Richie Kelleher and his management team, you know, and he's an unbelievable Glen man. To get the last of fire the way they play today, it was a special kind of a victory for us from that point of view, because we were playing in the second best in Cork, I suppose, if you like. We're not being smart now.
Yeah. You got a bit emotional there talking about the family. They're here, you were in for a picture there as well. Everyone was pulling and dragging it to get in. Yeah. They obviously mean a lot to you as well, because you have to be left out of the house.
Oh yeah, I sure, like, it's every other hurling man in the country, like, you know, but I mean, you couldn't keep me in there. I'd break a window and break out or something. But I tell you, no, like, I have a great wife at home and two kids, and, you know, my parents are still around, thankfully, and I have a big family of 5 brothers, 3 sisters, and they're all here today. That's very special, and their children, you know, and the whole house was buzzing, and the whole neighbourhood where I come from, small little village in Saline, and, you know, my club in Ahada, it's great, definitely.
This is more like a club team than a divisional team. It's been said a million times over the last few years, but you can see it every time you play. Even the Father O'Neill's lads, who would have been out on their feet last week, no signs of any, you know, hangover from the week or anything like that.
Nah, they're an unbelievable club, you know. They'll do well at seeing ourselves now, and Klein are gone up as well, and Paddy Sull is a brilliant man, you know. Look, do you know, the Father O'Neill's lads are one of the backbone of the team. We, you know, John Millerick and Joe Millerick, you know, Danny Harrington, Billy Dunn, Mark O'Keefe, and the bold Dickie Dalton. And I say the word bold, he's lethal. He's the greatest slap of a ball I've ever seen in my life. I'm able to say it now because I'm finished with him McKinley as of that final whistle myself. So, what a hurler. He's some future ahead of him. And I thank not alone the Father O'Neill's club, but every other club that have supported me in the management team and the players. And of course, that starts with St. Itis and Jamie Hannity, who has been unbelievable servant to everybody. He's, I suppose, UCC, his club, St. Itis, his county, and now ourselves in McKinley. And, you know, I don't know how many fellas have walked up the steps in Parky Ring and Parky Keefe to pick up cups, but he's certainly one fella who deserves it.
You mentioned that's the end of it for yourself and McKinley. Is there any way, I know you're involved in Cork now next year, but there's no way you could be tempted back in after doing the 3 in a row? You've had your laugh.
Well, I say it's such a hard thing to do, to stand in front of 34 or 5 gentlemen that you really admire and probably, you know, just say, tell him that you're moving on. I found that emotionally very hard myself, I'll only be honest. But because we've built up a great bond, and you know, we trust one another. Fellas look out for each other. If there's a problem, they'll let you know and you can sort it out man to man, and that's the way it should be, you know. I suppose on top of that then, you know, it's just the duty of care. And then on top of that then, the way they play when they tag off and put the jersey in their back, it's unbelievable. And you know, I'm proud of each and every one of them.
And look, lastly, before I leave you go, because I don't want to stop you from celebrating either, but what's the plan next? I know you're with Cork, but apart from rest, what are you going to be doing?
I suppose, you know, like I work a shift, I work 2 days tonight, since I have 6 off then, you know, but I have great colleagues at work as well, to be fair, and that's a place to all the lads, you know. I get help out, I should be at work today, you know, and I thank Ron Corbin, the fellow working me there, he's going to do my shift, and I'll be back Tuesday morning. But sure, look, I'm going to enjoy the rest of this year now. We have a lot of work to do with the under-20s, mm-hmm. get them up and running now, and I'm looking forward to that. There's a fantastic management team there, and Pat Ryan, and Donald Lomani, and, you know, Wayne Sherlock and Brendan Coleman, and we're after 2 meetings now, and you know, that's next for me, you know. I suppose Pat will be leading the way there. He'll give me plenty of work to do. But I'm looking forward to it. I love it. I've been involved with Dennis Ring and his backroom team last year, and I'm very grateful to Dennis for everything he's taught me down through the years, you know. He's been fierce and lucky as a manager, but he's a man who's put in some serious hours into Cork hurling, and I couldn't forget that by mentioning that either.